Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, Rockets win last night. We'll revisit them in headlines in just a little bit as we welcome you back in on a Thursday. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. I came into the show saying that the Rockets did a tap dance on the Warriors' faces and made them like it. Somebody points out, well, actually, Sean, they river danced on the Warriors' faces.
LOL. Lords of the dance, we are.
Yeah.
That's where, if the Rockets don't have a banner up that says Lords of the Dance for Game 7,
yep.
I will be just incredibly disappointed in them.
I love that I've given you an opening now that when you and I text each other during the day to explain to me, like, every little thing. Like, you had a joke about the Harlem Globetrotters on our text yesterday.
Yeah.
And you said, Sean, the Globetrotters are a team that barnstormed back in the whatever it was. You explained to me
yeah.
who they were, and I responded with a Riverdance gif.
Well, yeah, because I sent you a picture of Curly Neal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know. Curly was the one who specialized in dribbling.
Dribbling.
It was after Brendan Rodgers' dribbler with his torpedo bat.
Yes. Where
we realized that the torpedo bat doesn't do anything for your sprint speed as you
no.
got thrown out at first.
That's right.
That the torpedo, they were talking about the torpedo bat and how Dubon had stopped using it.
Oh, he
Brendan
did?
Rodgers was using it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And Rodgers dribbles one
yeah.
to towards the shortstop and just
yeah.
can't hoof it out to first.
Nope. So the Astros lose yesterday to the Detroit Tigers. You know what? They lose yesterday to the Detroit Tigers. I'm not going to get too worked up over it. You had Blue Ball coming up from Sugar Land to make a start here for them to kind of give guys a little extra rest. This felt like a game, not that they were punting on, but they felt, for lack of a better way to put it, Seth, they felt comfortable. If they had to lose this game, they felt comfortable doing so. Like, all right, we're going to put Blue Ball out there. It's a day
right.
game. We didn't play Yordan in this game. It's a day game after a night game. We got an extra day to get Yordan 2 days of rest. Instead of just one, and whatever happens, happens in this game.
Well, and Blue Ball, in the inning in which he let up five runs, was it the third inning? They were all unearned. There was a bad error. There was a bad error from
Pena.
Pena throwing to Rodgers.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
what happened. He shoveled it in right field.
I still blamed Rodgers on that. Altuve, 18 inches shorter than Rodgers.
He would have stretched and got
somehow would have found a way to, yeah.
No, he would not have. Yeah.
That one, even though I don't mind, that error by Pena, it doesn't bother me whatsoever compared to some of the errors that Pena was making last year. Because Pena was making
yeah.
just wild throws to first at times last year.
Yep.
This was more of a, okay, it was still a pretty athletic move. He just misfired on
yeah.
the throw.
So Blue Ball pitch. You know, like, actually, I mean, you're right. So, only two of the seven runs were earned. I mean, he gave up a grand slam. That's not good. He did strike out six guys. I did hear the broadcast Callis say that. Like, is they're kind of doing the autopsy on Blue Ball's first major league start, and he pitched four innings, gave up five hits, walked one. But I think it's a good point. Like, you know, I mean, I know you would jokingly rib me about it last year when Hunter Brown was not pitching great, but he was still striking guys out. And
yeah.
you talk about how sexy I thought strikeouts were. It is sort of an indicator. Like, all right, there's some, like, the strikeouts are, even when you're giving up seven runs, if you're striking out six major league hitters in a good lineup, and that's a good lineup, they're one of the best teams in the American League in four innings. Like, okay, look, Blue Ball is not going to play into this season for the if Blue Ball is a significant part of this season, something has gone terribly wrong medically with the Astros starting rotation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's so it is what it is yesterday. Like, it was cool seeing his family clap for him and things like that, but yeah. Yeah,
that was, and I couldn't tell on the. I was in and out yesterday. Yesterday could have been a magnificent day in terms of the schedule for Houston sports fans.
Yeah.
And you had an afternoon baseball game.
Perfect
you had a
day.
Relatively early. You had an early Rockets game.
Yes,
and it ended up being really good. I mean, I think a lot of people probably didn't watch the second half of the Rockets game, and they got to bed on time.
Right.
Even though they knew in their minds, okay, this is the Warriors, and this is a Rockets team that's blown some. Late leads.
Yeah.
But by and large, the Warriors never really got themselves back into it.
No.
That part was good. And you got to watch afternoon baseball.
Yep.
So what I was saying is I was kind of in and out while Blue Ball was having that miserable inning where mm-hmm. He didn't let up the five runs. None of them were earned, but five runs scored. Right. Whether that was when Julie was interviewing his mom or not.
I think it was
I feel bad for the pitcher's moms when their son is making their debut and getting just shellacked.
I didn't see Julia's interview with them, but I did. I mean, during the first inning, they wouldn't stop showing his family. I'm not saying that with any contempt. Like, that's what they were doing. Like, after his first major league strikeout, first guy he gets out, they flash over to him. It was really cool. Like, I think it was his mom.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, she was crying the whole time during that whole first inning. Now, I am a little bit of a sadist in this way. Like, when Torres hit the grand slam to make it 7-0 or 7-1, whatever it was. I was kind of like, I think it was 7-1 because Pena hit a home run in the first inning. I'm like, I'll flashback over to him now. Let's see how they're doing. I'm an a-hole.
That would be a fun thing to do for the opponent.
Yeah.
Right? Have the home broadcast team flash over to an opponent's rookie's parents or something. Let's do that. Can we get on that Space City?
Giving up seven runs. It was a weird. Yeah. It was a weird series. The teams that scored first in this series went 0-3 because Pena hit a home run right into the little tiny corner next to that nook of the Crawford boxes right there. Perfect placement, Jeremy Pena. Nice job. It was. I'm happy with how this series went. They're the best team in the American League by record, at least. You took 2 out of 3. The game you lost was a minor leaguer starting for you, your best hitter. I know Jordan's not statistically their best hitter. He's their best hitter. He sat this game. He didn't play at all in this game. And they had chances. They left 12 guys on base, and 8 of them were in the last 4 innings of this game. Like, they had bases loaded in the 6th. They had 2 runners on in the 8th and 2 runners on. They had plenty of opportunities in this game, you know? Like,
they had the tying run at the plate and the last 3 innings and just could do nothing with it.
Yeah.
They've had some nice little surges and spurts here and there, but they're still one of the worst offenses in baseball.
Yeah, but like, it's cool. Like, Jeremy Pena, like the Jeremy Pena is kind of taking to this leadoff role is you know, again, it's only been a few games.
He had his first George Springer of his career.
Thank you.
The leadoff home run.
Yep. And so he's kind of taken to this new leadoff role, so that's been nice to see. The other big news yesterday was Lance McCullers. We've got a date, and his return is going to be Sunday. I mean, it's a pretty momentous thing, man. It's been 2.5 years since it's 900 and something days since he's pitched in a major league game. When we last saw Lance McCullers, he was giving up 5 home runs in a World Series game and trying to eat up some innings for the Astros in Game 3 of the World Series back in 2022. He's going to start on Sunday against one of the worst teams in baseball, the Chicago White Sox. Lance did a little hit with the media yesterday before the game. How's it feel to be back?
It's been a really long road for me. I thank my teammates, coaching staff, Astros organization for standing by me and supporting me. And I'm excited to just kind of get this type of stuff done with, and then just get back into the flow of pitching for this team.
Yeah, it's funny because Lance has been around for so long, and he's 100%,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
An aged veteran at this point, yeah. And yet the amount of emotion and everything that goes into something like this. My biggest fear with Lance is that he's an emotional guy. He's aged a few years by now, but that he's just kind
a little
of
hyped up
there.
Yeah.
And just I think I would imagine that part of some of the problems with his long rehabs and setbacks are that he's just constantly pushing.
Yeah,
and I think that he's going to go out there, and I think he's going to be really good. Yeah. I think that part of it, he's a guy that can handle the emotion really well, and it just don't outpitch your tendons and ligaments.
Yeah.
That's all I ask for on Sunday.
That's right. That's right. Be kind to your tendons and ligaments. Look, I think people are very cautious about getting excited about this, and I understand. I'm very excited about this. I think the thing you need to remember is that I know Lance McCullers has rarely been healthy the last several years, but when he has been healthy, especially in the latter part, especially the last couple of years before this recent setback, he was really, really good. Like, he's got a career ERA in the mid-threes. He was seventh in the Cy Young voting in 2021. That was when they lost him during the postseason that year. They lost one of the best pitchers in baseball during the postseason the year they lost to the Braves. His comeback the following year in the World Series championship year, down the stretch, he started 8 games. He was 4-2. With an ERA just a little over 2. Like, when he's on the mound, he's good. These rehab starts, these last 2 or 3 rehab starts, granted, against minor leaguers, really good. Like, really, really good. And the pitches are doing the things he wants them to do in terms of velocity and shape and all those other things. I'm allowing myself to get excited about this, Seth. And in my mind this morning, I'm thinking, okay, I'm allowing myself to get excited. I am going to compare this to episodic television. You know, like when Jon Snow got killed in Game of Thrones, but they brought him back to life.
Right, right.
You know, it would have been easy to go, well, he's just going to get killed again. That's what the McCullers people are, who are like, well, he's just going to get hurt again. You wouldn't do that if you were watching episodic television. Allow yourself to just view it as an episode of Game of Thrones. Lance McCullers even looks a little like Jon Snow. You know what I mean? Like,
he's now
he's got the kind of the long dark hair. He's got sort of that, you know, the tortured.
He doesn't have that dumb look on his face all the time that Jon Snow did.
No, but they're both.
He's like Jon Snow, but a lot better.
But they're both very handsome, dark-haired guys. The ladies like them both, I'm sure. And so, yeah, like, this is Jon Snow getting brought. When Jon Snow got brought back to life and you're watching Game of Thrones, you're like, he's just going to get killed again. No, you were like, oh my God, he's brought back to life. And I know this is several lives that Lance McCullers has now been.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers has been brought back from several lives now, but allow yourself to get Jon Snow excited about this.
Yeah. No, I think people are going to be amped up. That's going to be. What time is that? Is that an afternoon game?
It's an afternoon game. Yeah. It's a noon or 1 o'clock start.
I'm clearing my schedule.
I am too.
For Sunday.
Well,
yeah.
This is significant.
I'm not going to be. Hey, listen. Sorry, starving children that I usually go out and feed.
Right.
Sorry, all of the old people that I go and read books to at the old folks' home.
Yep.
And sorry to the 8 different churches I go to. I got to clear my schedule on Sunday.
Hey, homeless. You're going to have to find your own food on Sunday. Seth is busy. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be less of a hero for humanity
Sunday. That's right.
I got to watch me some Lance.
That's it. Here's Lance McCullers on how he feels physically right now.
My last 2 outings, I felt really good. I felt like my stuff's pretty crisp, so obviously it's been a long layoff for me, and there's probably going to be things I have to work through, and get my feet back under me and things of that nature. But I feel like I'm in as good of a spot as I can be coming out of rehab, rehab game, that you say, and I'm excited for Sunday.
Okay, you hit the biggest thing there, Seth, is that he's got to make sure the emotions are in check. I would put the odds on somebody getting hit. A batter getting hit with a pitch in the first inning at +250. somebody's dead. Remember Game 7 of the World Series back in 2017? Lance started that, and he beamed three guys in the first two innings of that game.
A part of that, those Dodgers are getting a little too comfy.
I don't care.
Squeezing the plate, and he's like, I don't care. I'm gonna rifle this on the inside. I know I don't have control, but I will get you moving your feet a little bit.
Somebody's getting beamed on Sunday. Not intentionally. I don't mean like up and in on the chin because, you know, like I think Lance is going to be a little juiced for this game on Sunday. Understandably
Would you prefer Lance to come in back when the Astros still had a losing schedule or a losing record and things were way more uncertain to where now everything is stabilized a little bit and you feel like, okay, we can give a game up or something? I'm glad that it's under these circumstances.
That there are a couple games over. There's less
pressure. As much pressure as there can or cannot be in an early regular season game, I feel like the team itself, the psyche, at least of the fan base, is in a much better place now.
To answer your question, I didn't even think about that. I don't have a strong preference either way. I'd always rather, it's better that he's pitching when the team's doing well.
It doesn't feel like he needs to be a savior or something. The pitching is phenomenal so far.
Yeah.
And they're winning games with it. The pitching has been phenomenal all year long.
Yes.
But they weren't winning enough games with it early on, whereas now you've built yourself at least a little bit of a micro cushion.
No, this is a big deal. Like, if he comes back and is healthy and is in your rotation and he's starting every 6 days or whatever it is they settle on for a rotation, 5 or 6 man rotation, this is a very, very takeable American League right now. Like, the American League... The best team in the American League is the one you just played, and you beat them twice. Could have beat them three times if you could get a couple base hits late in this game. You're right in there with all these teams. It's the National League that has all the good teams. There's like six elite teams in the National League. The American League has none of that. This is a very, at least right now on May 1st, this appears to be an American League that is going to be there for the taking for a team or two that can do some things on the margins, and Lance McCullers could wind up being a big, big deal in all this.
Sean, if Lance McCullers is out there yesterday instead of Bluebaugh, there's a chance that the Astros are only one game behind the Mariners right now instead
of
two.
That's right.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So it's potentially a really big deal. I understand people laying back, don't want to get excited. Lance has been hurt five other times in his career. Screw it. I'm going to allow myself to get excited about it, you know?
You know where I was looking up the team batting stats earlier?
Yeah.
And there's the Rockets are kind of, they're getting back up there. I just, in terms of runs scored, the Astros are 22nd right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockies. Rockies are bad, but the Rockies are dead last and playing half their games at home there. That's just that is a miserable, miserable feeling.
They've won four games all year.
Yeah.
Like they're threatening the White Sox as the, you know, to be the worst
team
ever.
But even if you had told me the Rockies had lost four games all year, you're still playing at home there. You can't possibly be dead last in offense.
That team can. Yeah, they suck. They're horrible. Hey, we're proud to partner with the
Cubs are at the top, if anybody's curious.
Tucker and Bregman are both killing it right now. Both of them are killing it right now. The big topic in Boston, is Bregman going to opt out of his contract after this year? That's the big thing.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Remember those idiot Bostonians that for some reason thought it was good that he had options?
Yeah.
Because he was on a good team now.
Yeah.
And if they, and he's got options, so he can keep it. No, that's not the option doesn't work that way.
No.
The option is a protection against if the player plays awful and then still gets paid the next year. It's his option.
It's his option. Hey, we're proud to partner with the Insperity Invitational. It's happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. Stephen Alker, David Duval, Ernie Els, John Daly, and more on the PGA Tour champions of the PGA Tour champions best are on the course right here in town. An incredible weekend of championship golf teeing off tomorrow. Entry to the tournament is free for score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more. And weather notes are key. More information, head to Insperity Invitational. .com. Your headlines are up next. Rockets win, Astros lose. We'll revisit both of those. And somebody is gone in the NBA playoffs. We will get to that in headlines next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.